Hey guys, Radio. Hey guys, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are here in Studio U talking about how not to complicate your life. Now, this whole month, we have been talking about consistency and being consistent in your life, right? So, I'm not trying to make your life more complicated than what it is. Give me 1 second, but I just wanted to let all of you guys know what the topic was for tonight, how not to complicate your life, all right? So I'm just typing this in and putting it for my people on Instagram. How is everybody doing tonight? So, hey baby, how are you? So, that is what this topic is about right now. We are talking about how not to complicate your life, how not to make things complicated in your life. And then when we're doing this, we're talking about how not to do it and have consistency in doing this. So we want to keep our life simple and easy, stress-free, and be as consistent as possible. Okay. And I know a lot of you guys out there are like, how is that even possible? But it is. It is very, very possible to do that, to keep be consistent in your life and to not complicate. Now, the first thing is, this is the first and the easiest step this ever. We're going to go through 9 different steps about how not to complicate your life. Step number one is you're a work in progress. Nobody's perfect. This is not easy. I'm a work in progress. You're a work in progress. We all are works in progress. If we all have this down pat, you won't be watching my podcast. So if you had this down pat, this podcast is not for you because you already know how to do this. And if you have it down pat, give me some pointers because I don't. So I just want y'all to know that, like, you are a work in progress. It takes one step at a time, one day at a time, and we just have to keep going and pushing forward with this, okay? And it's nobody else's problem. It's your problem. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things that you're doing this. You're a work in progress. You know your flaws. You know your differences. You know the things that don't work well for you. You know what you cannot do to work for you. And if anybody else tells you, even me, I'm your coach. If I tell you to do something and you're like, that is not how I work, that is not how I operate, then you need to actually try to figure out the way to work and let me know, or let whoever is helping you in your consistently progress know, okay? Live honestly. When you start lying and telling lies about what's going on, then those things complicate everything that's going on. Okay, so you have to make sure that you are telling the truth at all points of time. That you are being a true person. You're being real to yourself, to your life, to everything that is going on. So make sure that you are not complicating your life and or others and anybody else in your circle. Okay? So just be honest with everybody. Just be honest. Tell us the truth. Don't try to front too hard. I repent it. Don't try to front too hard. Don't try to be anybody crazy. Just be yourself, you know? Communicate clearly. Clear communication is always a great way of doing it. And I know sometimes we have to learn how to communicate. We have to learn how to communicate with others. And some people you have to communicate different with to get your point across. But clear communication, making sure that everybody at every point understands what you are doing, what you are saying, what do you want done, the process that you have. Now, with clear communication, you have to be organized enough to know where you're going, to know what you want, to know everything about your ideas. So make sure that you have clear communication set in those ways so that you know where you're going, what you're doing. And then when people ask you questions or when you want things done, there is no problem with communicating with them and communicate effectively. And when you're dealing with different types of people, learning how to communicate with them is always awesome. Because some people, you can send them an email. Some people you have to talk to. Some people you got to sit in front of. So those are ways you have to learn to communicate in your life and make sure that the people who are surrounding you, the people you're working with, the people who are in your area, understand exactly how you communicate. All right, that's number three. Stop being too mere materialistic. Now, you know, we are on the gram, we're on all these entertainment, and everything is about being live and being doing crazy things and having these the Bugattis and Bentleys and Mercedes and these gold chains and these necklaces and these red bottoms. But yo, if you can't afford none of that shit, stop. Stop trying to afford it. Stop having it. Stop trying to front like you got it. Stop trying to act like you don't. If you want to look like you got some red bottoms, paint the bottom of some shoes red and call it a day. On a video, nobody will know. They won't. And at the end of the day, if they're not walking in them, my thing was, why are red bottoms so exciting when it's the bottom of the shoe? Isn't 90% of the bottom of the shoe to get dirty anyway? So what are you trying to say? My feet don't get dirty. So that means you don't walk in these shoes? What's the point of having shoes you don't walk in? So I don't understand. Like, what's the whole, I'm going to create some black bottoms. That makes more sense, right? Red bottoms don't mean nothing to me. Why? It doesn't say anything. It doesn't show any purpose. It doesn't, having a nice car. When you valet your car, that's the only good time when somebody actually gets to see you driving in your car is when they pull up the valet. So rent something for a day if you want to front. You know what I mean? But when you have to own it, when you own it and you got that maintenance and you got that bill on that and you complicating life and that girl is like, hey, what happened to that Bentley you had last week? And you really don't have Bentley money. I'm going to sip my tea to that one. You know what I mean? Or a Mercedes or whatever kind of car it is, that maintenance. Don't have a busted taillight and you own a Mercedes, a BMW, or something like that. Why would you have one when you just take it to the place and have them fix it for $500? You know what I mean? If you can't afford that, then you should not have it. That makes your life complicated. Okay, guys? Now, for those people who can afford it and got the money in the bank and tell me that, oh, this is that is it, great. I don't like bills. I don't like to pay the main bills that I have to pay. So I'm not about to go create bills just to impress some motherfucker out here. Excuse my French. But I'm just not. I'm not. I do things that make my life easy, that make my life simple, so that I do not have to go out here and try to come up with ideas and situations that will make my life more complicated. All right? Don't waste time trying to change people. Now, this is for everybody out there, male and female. There has been people out there. People show you their true colors. People show you exactly who they are. People show you what they are. Accept those mofos for what they are. Accept them exactly how they are, because that's exactly what they're going to give you. every single time is what they are. Now, if they're a bitch-ass dude, then you know that that's what you got. Sweetie, you have a bitch-ass dude. If they are a celebrity and highfalutin person, and that's what they are. If they don't do certain things that you like or need to have that in your life, then know that that's not what they're going to do. Now, you can try to teach somebody, maybe give throw hints like, yo, I would prefer you do it like this, or I would prefer you do it like that. But if you expect them to actually take your preference up for a change, if you have to tell them more than two or three times, it's probably not going to happen for you. So stop trying to push forward and telling people how to live their life, how to change their life, how to change them. Don't try to change nobody. Love them for who they are. Love them, like them for who they are. Be around them, be their friend for who they are. If you know they're late, you know they're procrastinators, you know they're talkers, you know that they're annoying, you know that they're going to be late. Those are things that you have to appreciate about the people who you're around. So change. Do not take time. Do not waste your time trying to change somebody. If somebody wants to learn a lesson or wants to change, they will change within themselves on their own due time. And maybe you're with them, and maybe you're your friend, or maybe you're not. Maybe you just got to plant the seed. And then they change when they're ready to change. Okay, guys? Reduce number six, okay? This one is, it hits me at the heart. I wrote a whole book about it. I wrote a whole book about this one. Removing toxic people from your life. This is what this book is about. This is what living a simple life is about. Removing toxic people from your life. Make sure that you remove those people who are not good for you. If they stress you out, they make your head hurt, they ain't doing what they supposed to do, they ain't trying to help, they ain't trying to grow. Remove them. Delete, undo, block. All of that. You can do that. You know he's allowed. You don't have to deal with these people. You do not have to deal with them. It's a promise. You do not have to deal with them. So stop dealing with people that you do not want to deal with, or you have problems with, or they're doing stuff to you that is annoying you. If they are not benefiting your life, if they're not teaching you something, if they're not making you grow, if they're not fertilizing that seed that you have inside of your body, then you do not need to hang around these people. Period. Point blank. If they are taking, breaking, moving, shifting things from you, then you need to remove them. If they don't make your life easy, then you need to remove them. So remove those toxic people around your life and anybody else that has that exposure to them. Number seven, we're all talking about being consistent in this lifestyle. Number seven is stop procrastinating everything. Stop procrastinating, guys, man. Just do it. Just do it. Because normally when you just do things that make your life easier and make your life better and complete your project, then your life is so much easier when people are not asking, so when is that going to be done? When is this going to be done? When is that going to be done? When are you going to do that? If you didn't procrastinate, because those people, unless there's a person who last minute does something to you, if those people are not, told you 2 weeks ago, I need this done, and you have not done it yet, stop procrastinating. Get it done. Stop playing. Just stop playing with your time. Your time is your money. And the one thing, we can make more money, we can grow our money. We cannot grow time. So when you are procrastinating and you're doing things that are not feasible to your lifestyle and feasible to what's being consistent in your lifestyle so you can get the goals that you desire, then who are you hurting other than yourself? You're wasting your personal time trying to figure all of this stuff out. And you're only hurting yourself, okay? All right. Learn how to say no. We're going to take a deep breath and we're going to pause. Learn how to say no. It is okay to say no if it is not beneficial for you. It is okay to say no. You're allowed to say no. You're like, I don't want you at my house. No, I do not want you. I do not want you in the corner. Nope. I do not want you to come over. Nope. I do not want you to, I don't want to hang out with you. Learn how to say no. Sometimes you have to just say no. I don't even like the word no. I have a problem with the word no. But at the end of the day, sometimes you just have to say no. Okay? You have to say no. All right? That was number eight. Number nine is focus only on the things that you can control. Focus only on the things that you can control. If you cannot control that situation, then don't focus on it. If it's something that you have to do to get a goal accomplished, then you do it. But once you've done everything in your possible capability to doing that, you need to focus. You can't focus on it. You have to decompress your mind. Today I had a very busy day trying to get things done. Some things were in my control. Some things were out. I started my day late. I completed. I got my exercise in. I got my food in. So I'm excited about that, starting a new regimen. So I was good. But then there's certain things that are out of my control that I couldn't control. And I'm trying, what do I do? How do I fix it? How can I fix it? But there is no way for you to fix it. So you have to calm yourself. I had to listen to some meditation music. I had to relax myself because I was getting in my head. I was talking in my head. And I couldn't focus on what I needed to do. So make sure that you only worry about the things that are in your control. Make sure that you worry. Oh, those are the only things you worry about. Because anything other than that is impersonable. You do not have to talk and make sure you can't control things that you cannot control. You have to be quiet. You have to just let your brain be quiet about it and keep it down to a level where you have full control over it. So making sure that when you are doing a job or focusing on yourself and not making your life so complicated, make sure you're doing things that you can focus more on what you can't control than what you can't. All right? So for the people who just came on, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. I would love you guys to share this with anybody who can help. That first 30 minutes or 25 minutes is very important. It gives you the outline of everything that I was talking about. Making sure that your life is not complicated is important. Making sure that you're doing things that make your life easier is important. If there are things, people, attitudes in your life that make your life complicated, if there are people in your life that do not help you grow and prosper and become a better person, then you need to delete them. You need to block them. Stop talking to them, anything. If there are situations in your life that they're complicated, then you need to get rid of them. You do not, everything in your life is not, everything is controllable. And you're allowed to make things so much simpler in your life than it is. So you just have to know that, understand that you are in full control of your life and you're capable of making it simple. So remove negative people out your life. Remove toxic situations out your life. Remove things that are not making you happy, that are not making. Being helpful to somebody who doesn't appreciate you means that it's no point in being helpful. There's no point of helping that person if they don't even appreciate or care or even understand what you are doing for them. So make sure when you are in a circle, when you are in your circle of people, you have to evaluate these people and understand. Sometimes you have to sit back and identify who these people are in your life and do what you need to do to remove them. All right. So if you have not got my book by Pookie, please get my book right as soon as possible. And you can purchase it on Amazon. You can purchase it on Instagram. I mean, not Instagram, directly on my website, iamuniquewright.com. and you're able to get this book. All right. And then if you need a way to help uncomplicate your life, to actually start planning out your life so that you can know what you're going to do every moment of your life, pick up one of my business planners. Now, to me, I need to call it the lifestyle planner. I might even change the name, the business planner. Have a copy for those people, because some people just think it's about business. Business is about life. Business is your life. So business planner, lifestyle planner. So make sure you have this planner. We have four quarters. We're in the second quarter. And you should have your planner to help you build and grow your life. All right. So we're going to do a quick recap on this. Where you are a work in progress. Everything that you do, everything that's going on in your life is, you know, a work in progress. You're not perfect. Where none of us are perfect. If you're out here thinking you're perfect, come here and teach me how to be perfect, because I'm not. I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, no matter what I say. I know some of those people out there who know me be like, she don't ever make no mistakes. She ain't going to admit to it. I'm not, but I know in my head. But at the end of the day, then the next one is to live honestly. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to live honest with everything that you're going. If you know something is not working out for you, then don't do it anymore. If you know something is fake, then don't do it. If you gotta lie every time you walk into a building, then don't do it. Don't try to look like you got shit and you ain't got shit. Because people at the end of the day will find out you don't have nothing. All right? Communicate clearly. Make sure your conversation, make sure your needs, your wants, your ideas, your focuses, your demands are communicated clearly. I want people to watch my YouTube. I want you to share this. I want you to subscribe, like, and make millions of people follow me. This is what I would like you guys to do on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. I want you to be inspired by what I say and do. So these are the actions that I am taking. So I am communicating clearly. I want you, all you guys, to buy my book. I want you to buy all my planners. I want you to buy anything that I produce. That's me speaking clearly to you. So I want you guys to live a nice, happy, lovable life. You know, those are things that you are speaking clearly for. So those are the things that you have to speak clearly and communicate clearly of what your wants and your desires are. Stop being materialistic. If you do not have it, don't buy it. Don't get it. Wait till you can get it, because nobody gives a real damn if you have it or if you don't have it. If you don't have nothing to back out. You got Gucci shoes on, Gucci belt, Gucci watch, Gucci hat on. But then you can't pay your way into the club. Say no more. All right. Stop wasting time changing people. Nobody can be changed. They are who they are until they learn not to be that. Period. Simple as pie. You do not like how they roll. You don't like how they move. You don't like what they say. You don't like how they move. I said that twice on purpose. Then maybe they don't mean to be around you. You know, maybe it's just not for you. It's okay. You can say bye, fire, deuces. They not trying to be productive and not trying to grow and not trying to be a civilized human being and trying to waste your time, then, you know, to the left. Sometimes things need to go to the left. Reduce your exposure to toxic people. Reduce it. Stop being around them. They are not doing anything for you. Stop being around toxic people in your life. That you don't need them there. You don't need them around. All right? If they can't help you, then they're toxic. If they can't benefit you, then what's the point of being around them? So remove toxic people out of your life. And then the last one, as I repeat this, this is my me repeating, stop procrastinating. Number seven, stop procrastinating on any and everything. Just do it. Don't procrastinate. Just do it, man. Like, I don't, if we're talking about consistency all month, I would like you guys to make sure that you just do it. Find one thing that you can stay consistent with and don't procrastinate on it. Do it every day. Stay focused with that whole process and don't procrastinate. I think next month we're going to talk about procrastination. The whole month, yeah, each month I'm going to come up. From this point on, I'm going to come up with one topic. My page will show what I'm going to talk about. These are things that I think people need help with in their business, in their life. So I think on next month, procrastination, topics of how to stop procrastinating, how to be less procrastination is going to be one of my topics. All right. Learn how to say no. Learn how to say no. Learn how to say no. If you cannot say no to people and you cannot make sure that they are doing what you need to do, or you don't want to do something, the whole thing is, if you do not want to do something, just learn how to say no. Say no. I don't care who it is. I really don't care who it is. Just say no to everybody who can't be on your team, who can't help you. Say no. All right. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are here. Make sure everybody picks up a coffee. I'm here live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Make sure you guys are on top of everything that you do. Make sure you guys are understand what I'm talking about. This whole month we're talking about procrastination. Being consistent and showing things that are consistent. So these are different ways to fight your consistency and inconsistency in what you're doing. So I'm staying consistent with my videos. So staying consistent and start watching me. If you like, subscribe, find somebody who likes my videos and share them with them. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We are signing off tonight. If you have not picked up my book, pick up my book by Pookie. If you need a planner to plan your life, my quarterly planner is here for you. So this is I Am Unique Wright signing off. Talk to you later.